Today is Thursday, December 9th, 2004, and you're listening to The Mind War on Rant Radio Talk. Yo. What's up, everybody? In case you haven't noticed, we used a different opening music today.
Right.
Pantera.
Damn,
and apparently last night, where the fuck are my cigarettes? Piece of fucking dirt. Yeah, apparently last night at, damn it, what was the name of the club, Doug? While I'm looking for my cigarettes. We're kind of like a little unprepared.
I'm just drunk.
Doug didn't give me enough time. Well, you know what? You guys can keep listening to that music in the background while I'm looking for my goddamn cigarettes. It's bullshit. Dude, I had them in my pants pocket. Like, how could I not have them anymore? Well, at any rate,
El Rosa Villa.
Yeah, at any rate, at the last night at the El Rosa Villa nightclub in Columbus, Ohio, a fucking band called Damage Plan, which basically is the ex-members of Pantera, was playing, and a guy by the name of... Huh?
Oh, they fucking killed five people, man.
Yeah, listen, a guy by the name of fucking Nathan Gale, 25 years old, from Marysville, which is a suburb of Columbus, Ohio, rushed the stage, jumped up on the stage, fucking went up to Vinnie Paul, to Dimebag Darrell, the guitarist for Damage Plan, also the guitarist for Pantera, fucking said, "You broke up Pantera, you ruined my fucking life," and shot him five times in the head, shot him dead. And I just think that's pretty fucked up. I'm not happy about it. I don't know about anyone else out there, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's what I grew up listening to, shit like that, man. Fucking Pantera, Biohazard, fucking like these actual bands, not like Metallica.
Pantera's a fucking cool band. I think we should take a minute to, like, realize it, like, you know, they first started off as, like, a fucking big hair fucking glam rock.
Yeah, I remember buying, if anybody wants to know about my credibility, I fucking bought the first three, I don't have them anymore, Pantera records, which were, like, hair band, glam, and they kind of sucked. I bought those at Bleecker Bob's in New York City.
Yeah, well, they fucking pioneered the fucking, like, the style of music that they fucking pioneered.
Yeah,
they're the people that fucking came up with the fucking hardcore rock.
Yeah,
that shit wasn't around before they fucking came up with it, really.
Exactly. I mean, you had heavy metal and stuff like that, but as far as, like, These guys were from Texas. You know, they just played, like, rock music, man. But it was really, it wasn't, you know, it was just really hard rock music. As opposed to, like, you know, the satanic heavy metal guys. These guys were just a bunch of fucking Texans. You know what I'm saying? That just played hard fucking music. And I found my fucking cigarettes.
I wish you'd have played fucking Rise for the closing.
Well, I felt like, you know, Cowboys, well...
Yeah.
Never mind. Well, the intro you heard was
Unbroken
by Pantera. I think that was off of Far Beyond Driven.
The fucking...
It was either on Far Beyond Driven or Vulgar Display of Power.
No, it was Far Beyond Driven.
All right, it was Far Beyond Driven, all right.
I always get those two fucking confused, too.
Their third major label outing.
Yeah, pretty much the last one that I bought.
Believe it or not, they actually had a couple of records in the 2000s that were actually pretty good.
I don't doubt it, man. They were fucking good.
And, of course, you know, the original fucking lead singer, Phil Anselmo, went on to went on with groups such as Down, which had members of I Hate God and some other band. I Hate God, it's spelled E-Y-E-H-A-T-E-G-O-D. And as a matter of fact, one of Phil Anselmo's most recent bands was Super Joint Ritual with Hank Williams III on guitar.
Yeah, so
and also a couple of guys from I Hate God and Down, whatever.
Yeah, fuck it.
So yeah, how many people does it say were killed there, Rogel? Like fucking four or five people? Apparently,
yeah.
Like some guy who worked at the club, Damage Plan's manager or Dimebag's manager, I don't know which, and a fan. Apparently, the guy, after he jumped on stage, you know, went up to fucking Dimebag and was like, yo, you ruined my life, you broke a Pantera, shot him 5 times in the head, then started shooting at other fucking band members, then started shooting into the crowd. And apparently the crowd thought it was, like, part of the act at first. And afterward, a police officer patrolling nearby, I forgot the guy's name, I guess he got the call or whatever, or fucking heard or saw a commotion, people ran to the club, ran in there and shot the shooter, Nathan Gale, shot him dead.
Yes, that. I don't know what to really fucking say. I mean, I'm just fucking hearing about this, like, just right now.
Yeah, Rigel didn't know about this until I just told him now. I heard about this this morning when I was waking up around 6 o'clock, flipped on the news, and fucking, yeah. Yeah, it's fucked up shit, man.
I know, I'm all like, I got fucking people to call and shit, and have this radio show to do, and it's just like, shit.
That's what I'm saying, man. And I mean, I was thinking about it today, like you have those rappers and whatnot, which don't count, but I was thinking about when the last time a rock star was murdered. I don't think it's ever been happened on stage. I'm fairly sure. At least not a major rock star, you know what I'm saying? Or a major musician anywhere has never been killed on stage, I don't think. And not like fucking died by accident or something. I mean like murdered. But if you don't count rappers and pop stars like Selena, I'm pretty sure the last rock star to be fucking murdered was John Lennon.
Yeah, I was about to say fucking John Lennon is the last one I can really come up with.
I don't even remember. What was Hinckley's reason? By the way, you know, we could get into a tangent about that, very on topic with the mind war about John Lennon's murder.
Indeed.
Do you remember what Hinckley's motive was?
No, I don't remember off the top of my head.
Was that the guy's name?
I think it was.
Or is that the guy who shot fucking Reagan? What was the guy's name? This is all like in the early 80s. What was the guy's name who shot John Lennon?
I don't remember, dude. I'm fucking drunk as shit.
Somebody looked that up. I think that was the guy who shot Reagan, Hinckley. I can't remember this fuck's name. Who shot John Lennon? Good thing it's a goddamn good thing I don't fucking remember his name. Because you know what I'm saying? You don't want somebody to be famous off of that. So come to think of it, fucking, I'm glad I don't know fucking John Lennon's murderer's name. You know?
According to the BBC, after my quick search, former Beatle John Lennon was shot dead by an unknown gunman.
An unknown gunman? Isn't the guy caught and in jail?
Well, I mean, this is like their fucking coverage from 1980.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, like I said, you know.
That fucking total random fucking Google search right there, you know.
Dude, who shot John Lennon? Wasn't that Mark,
Mark David Chapman.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what? I was kind of happy that I didn't remember his name, because, like I said, you don't want people getting famous for fucking assassinating fucking icons, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, Dimebag Darrell, he's no John Lennon, but you know what? The guy could play some fucking guitar. You know what I'm saying? Pantera was...
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Pantera was one of the greatest bands of their type of music ever. You know what I'm... You know, come on.
All right. So, fucking A.
I mean, I don't know what else to say about that, man. It's fucking Dimebag Darrell. It's fucking shot dead. I think, like I said, I think this is the first time, I'm almost positive this is the first time, like, a major musician has been fucking murdered on stage during the show.
Didn't the CIA have something to do with fucking John Lennon's murder?
Yeah. We don't want to get into that. Fuck it. I was going to, but you know what? It'll just take too long.
The Montauk Project, maybe?
Yeah, it might have been.
Yeah.
What was fucking Mark David Chapman's motive, reason for doing that?
Well, I don't remember.
He was a big fan? what was the reason?
Yeah, he was a big fan.
Like, at least this Nathan Gale, at least he made it clear, yo, fucking, you broke a Pantera, you ruined my life.
Right, at least he was obviously a fucking loser from fucking Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, exactly.
Columbus, Ohio. Although, you're a loser.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Killing fucking Dimebag, man. Yeah. It's fucked up, yo. I was just actually reading an article in some porn magazine. It was an interview with Kerry King from Slayer, another one of our favorite bands around here. And
I can't stand that band, but anyway.
What happened?
I can't stand that band.
What are you kidding me? Slayer was one of the greatest fucking bands ever. But anyway, shut up. But yeah, in an interview with Kerry King, he was actually talking about fucking Dimebag and Vinnie Paul. And it was actually pretty funny. He was talking about their strip club down there in Texas. And Kerry was like, yeah, I went there a few times, but I don't know. The girls down at the Texas strip clubs are kind of, like, fucking iffy. So it's pretty funny. He was kind of, like, saying the girls down at Dimebag strip club were ugly.
So anyway, I think we should probably get into, like, the rest of our nonsense.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking. So, yeah, man, fuck that. Anyway, yeah, you had another story, didn't you?
Yeah, fucking, the Spy Project. Fucking, the new fucking bill that, like, you know, the fucking rejects are fucking trying to get through Congress right now, through the fucking, control of citizenry. I mean, I'm sorry. the defense of national security.
Dude, are you trying to, like, fucking curse more than I do, man? Is that, like, your game plan?
I've had a lot of tequila today.
All right.
I mean, like, a lot. Of tequila.
You gotta speak up. Apparently, Doug was saying that the levels on the recordings come out a little low on you.
Yeah,
you're not using a landline telephone.
Yeah, you know, one of these days I gotta get like the hookup. But anyway, anyhow, like a couple of fucking at least Carl Levin of Michigan and Ron Wyden of Oregon fucking refused to sign this congressional compromise.
Wait, John Wyden? Johnny Rotten?
Ron Ryden.
Oh, Ron. I thought you said John. I was like, Johnny Rotten's a fucking senator now? Holy shit, what did I miss?
No. Basically, this whole fucking bill is like this huge fucking expensive and like secret bill for fucking national security.
Yeah, of course, it has to be a secret. We can't, no one can know what they're doing.
Well, it's just like that law about fucking having to, the rule, because the TSA can't make laws. They can only make rules which have the same effect of law.
Yeah.
My bad. But anyway, like, fucking, you know, the TSA can do it, so fucking apparently the U.S. government can too. But basically the whole thing is the fucking thing is so expensive, there's, like, no way this is not a satellite program.
And what's that? You just, like, stare into your windows all the time?
Right, pretty much. They're just like, hey, you know, the whole idea is that we're going to track fucking everyone.
Yeah. Well, that's comforting. I'm glad that I'm going to be safe. Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, as long as Big Brother's watching me, I should be fucking okay.
Yeah, I'm good, fucking,
just,
you know.
Just, make sure that I don't think wrong or do anything wrong. Because, you know, if I do, I sure do want to be, taken in and, like, you know, made sure, corrected.
Yeah, re-educated, yes. And, yeah, you know, I hate to say it, but, like, surveillance, like, I'm sorry. The U.S. government hasn't done the greatest job of using surveillance for a preventative measure.
No, like, where's Osama right now?
Yeah, it's like, oh, look, fucking, we know what happened, but we didn't do anything to stop it. But, you know, that's not even the fucking case. You want to be fucking watched 24/7? You know, fucking, keep fucking doing what you're doing. Keep voting. Keep fucking...
Oh, shit.
Keep doing all that shit. Keep You're the lubrication for the gears of this machine, you know what I'm saying? And your taxes and your complicity is what keeps it fucking going. You're
absolutely
the goddamn oil. If you stop being complacent and you didn't vote and you didn't pay your taxes and all that bullshit and you weren't a, quote, productive member of society, that shit would dry up real quick and those gears would just fucking grind and fucking seize. Come to a goddamn grinding halt.
No, no, their system fucking requires us to fucking play along. It requires us to volunteer for our own fucking, you know, oppression.
Yeah, it will not work if we didn't volunteer to be fucked. With no lubrication.
Yeah.
Not even a reach around.
Right.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Social services and, like, the welfare state is the reach around.
Right, right.
But you're paying for it anyway. It's like you're paying for the reach around.
Right, well, we're fucking all, like, 130 you and get fucking welfare.
Yeah, thanks for that reach around.
You know, if I keep on pumping that shit up, like, yeah, like, where am I going to fucking get that crap? And, you know, I mean, like, I understand it's fucked and whatever, but I mean, it's just fucking, it's just such idiocy.
Now, of course, the old rules about not spying on U.S. citizens is probably out the window right now, huh?
Yeah, those don't really count anymore.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, those went bye-bye. Well, you know, they're talking about how they're going to reincorporate all the stuff that led us to COINTELPRO.
Yeah.
Or led us to the ban on it, rather.
Yeah, and they're going to start doing it all over again. Why? Because the American people are fucking dumb.
Absolutely.
More dumb than fucking there are. There's no words to explain the stupidity of the American people. I mean, you people fucking deny that the government engages in any fucking, let's just call it iffy activity. You know what I'm saying? Fucking, you deny it. Although, you know, fucking, they admit that they used to do it. Oh, yeah, we did that in the 60s. But, you know, you would have denied it then, too, you fucking idiots.
The History fucking Channel runs fucking episodes of fucking Pearl Harbor in which they fucking, like, take it for granted that the U.S. knew that fucking they were going to attack Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, that's obvious right there. They knew what was going down. You know what I'm saying? 9/11, they at least, like at the very fucking minimal, knew it was going down. And
yeah,
that's just at the bare minimum. I mean, like, pretty much all signs point to yes on the fucking, the U.S. had some hand in it going down. They didn't just watch it go down. They kind of pushed it along, you know, or maybe fucking devised the whole goddamn thing. No one really knows. But
right,
at the very
fucking
least, they knew what was going to happen.
Well, you hear fucking White House people talk about how they, quote, had never anticipated anything like this ever happening, which is fucking utter bullshit. The buildings were built to sustain a fucking impact of this nature. There was fucking war game simulations of this. The fucking Pentagon had fucking planned to do it themselves.
Yeah. Operation Northwoods.
Right, this is all fucking, this was their idea from the get-go. They never fucking thought of it, my ass. They never fucking, they fucking wrote the plan themselves.
Yeah, it's you know, it's pretty simple. Like, when you think about it, at first glance, it may seem really complicated, all these different things, but when it comes down to it, it's really fucking simple. You just have to connect a little bit of the dots. And you got the picture. It's staring you in the face, you know?
Yeah, fucking the U.S. government has, like, for pretty much as far back as you really want to go, has fucking done things to lie and betray the citizenry of fucking the United States.
And they admit it.
Right.
Except they're not doing it now.
Right, right. That was,
because
that
they don't
was...
admit it, but they don't deny it either. See, that's the thing. They will neither confirm nor deny, but as long as the American public thinks, oh, that's fucking insane, that's crazy, you must be some sort of fucking wacko to think that, you know what I'm, oh, come on.
But you must be some sort of fucking wacko to think that 19 fucking fundamentalist Islamics from fucking Arabia fucking hijacked a bunch of airplanes without fucking any assistance.
Who are all still alive. Well, not all of them, but a lot of them are still alive. Alive and kicking. So it wasn't even those 19 guys. And,
right,
you know,
right.
Of course, the whole Barbara Olson, the fucking bitch from CNN, some men have taken over the plane. It's like, I'm sorry. You know, I don't want to get into politically correct nonsense or racist nonsense, but if they were fucking Arabs, she would have said it. They were Arabs. Like, I'm fucking sorry. And it's not. You got to think of it like this. if it were, let's say, if the four or five, depending on who you listen to, four if you listen to everyone who was there, five if you listen to the FBI, right?
Right.
Those four men who were on the plane, if it was a fucking white guy, a black guy, a Chinese guy, and fucking and maybe even, you know, an Arab guy. Yeah, Barbara Olson would have said some men. But if it were fucking four guys who look like Osama bin Laden, come on.
Right.
Four Middle Eastern men.
Right.
So come on, don't even give me this shit. And oh yeah, they took over the cockpit so easily. What did Barbara Olson say? I'm in the back of the plane with the pilot, who is apparently still alive.
Right.
So that must have been a real easy one. Oh, we'll just give up the cockpit. Yeah, I served in Vietnam. I was a goddamn fighter pilot in Vietnam, but I just give up the fucking cockpit to this bird real easily.
Yeah.
I don't send any fucking hijack signal. I don't do shit. I just fucking get up. Oh, yeah, sure. Fucking take her wherever you want to fucking go. Come on. Let's get fucking real.
Yeah.
The most logical explanation for 9/11 is those planes were fucking goddamn hijacked from the ground.
Well, actually, I heard a pretty fucking good one about it.
That's the most plausible explanation. They were hijacked from the ground.
About fucking dummy planes.
You know how big a fucking, what are those things called? Desert Hawk or whatever the fuck they call them? Global Hawks?
Yeah.
You know, those are pretty fucking big. These aren't like paper airplanes. These aren't goddamn radio control airplanes, these remote control fucking planes that they fly around. These drones, as they would call them. They're fucking about the size of a commercial jet. Okay? A Global Hawk is not a small fucking bird. So don't give me this shit. Oh, they could have never controlled something that big by remote control. Get the fuck out of here.
They fucking automatically land fucking mail flights by FedEx right now on fucking 737s.
Yeah, that's it. Well, they land them. They don't necessarily fly.
Well, no, they completely and utterly fly them, too. But like, the point is that they land them, too.
Yeah, sure.
It's a completely automated flight. Like, there's a fucking pilot there. But, like, I mean, he's fucking just sits there and masturbates.
Well.
Like, and, like, fucking, that fucking story, like, the fucking proof of that, the media has never once discussed it. And it's like, look, here's the deal. Like, fucking, they're already controlling 737s. Not that this is a huge technological leap. I mean, we fucking put people on the fucking moon.
Yeah, exactly. We could have done it in the 60s. We could have controlled these planes by remote control. Come on. Let's get fucking real.
Right. Like, we fucking control all manner of satellites.
It's like, you know, I can't fly a plane. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I could play flight sim.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit of practice, a lot less practice than it would take for me to fly a big bird like that, you know, but whatever. We're just crazy, right, Rigel? Those planes, they were hijacked by Saudi Arabian motherfuckers who are all still alive somehow, but all died then, and Osama bin Laden is behind it all from his bat cave.
And none of their names ever once appeared on the fucking flight manifesto.
Yeah, come on.
Go to fucking CNN, anyone who disbelieves. Fucking go search for fucking the passenger list on the flight.
Yeah, okay, I'll tell you that story real quick, even though this got into a conversation about 9/11, which could last forever. I'll tell you really quickly about that. When they first released the fucking, the passenger lists, apparently like the day after September 11th or the day of September 11th, they were missing a lot of seats, right? And the FBI's reasoning and the airline's reasoning were that those are people whose families have not been notified yet. So they released partial passenger lists, okay? They have never come forth with the full passenger lists. Well, I don't know.
That's actually not true. They actually have come there's a couple sites out there where they actually freedom of information the full passenger list.
And there's nobody on there, yeah.
Well, what's interesting is the full passenger list actually incorporate more people than were actually on the airplane.
Yeah, leaked.
Including the crew and cockpit crew, including the flight staff. There were more people on the fucking passenger list. And none of them were any fucking Arab name to begin with. They were all fucking like Jody Hauser.
Oh, but we know right away that it's Osama bin Laden, and we know it's Muhammad Atta and all these fucking people. Come on.
Right. There's no fucking, like, Al-Qaeda be blessed fucking on the fucking flight list.
Yeah. And look into the life of Muhammad Atta. Very, very strange. Very strange.
Yeah.
How this guy was pretty much, like, really secular for his whole life. You know, he even dated a former girlfriend of his was a Christian. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then he went to school in Europe. And then all of a sudden, one day, he's a fucking a fundamentalist Islamist. And his parents didn't even fucking know what to think about that. They're like, you know, our son has never been like that. I don't know. Try, like, brainwashing, programming, CIA type of bullshit. That's probably what happened. That's, I mean, and you say, oh, that's so far-fetched. You know, maybe in your fucking little tiny world. But in the real world, that's what happens.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah, fucking, to bring up another one, fucking some other real world shit. Fucking Havoc sent this over the other day, and I just didn't have a chance to read it out yet over the air. But fucking the United States has that fucking Gulfstream jet that they've been carrying fucking prisoners. I did talk about this yesterday, didn't I?
I don't remember.
No, fucking, I said it to a couple other people, but they've been fucking carrying people to fucking Egypt and Uzbekistan.
Uh-huh.
To fucking get them interrogated.
Hmm.
Like, fucking, there's been some reports of, like, fucking people have come back from it and then been, like, fucking, you know, had, like, electrical shit hooked up to their genitalia as they were put on fucking beds made out of wire that were fucking electrified.
Yeah, this is what your government does.
Right, like, the fucking U.S. Gulfstream jet with fucking Marines in fucking black masks.
Yeah, this is what these homos fucking do.
Right, that's what they're fucking doing right now.
Yep. But no, we're so nice. We're the greatest country in the world.
You know, we fucking manufacture 42% of the world's market share of fucking torture devices.
Yeah.
That's the largest fucking...
We make them good.
Right, that's the largest fucking percentage of any country. You gotta wonder if this fucking says Made in America on them.
God. Yeah, there's so many things. So many things. It's all just more than obvious. And the people who continue to just deny it, you're brainwashed. It's like, I'm sorry. You don't even think, you're not thinking for yourself. It's quite amazing. I feel sorry for you. You know? It'll be too late one day.
Yeah, one of these days you're just going to fucking wake up in a fucking camp.
Yep. Well, you know, of course, not if you're brainwashed, because those are the people who fucking, they won't question anything. They'll be like, everything is A-okay. That's how the government wants them.
Fucking bullet catchers in our next fucking inquisition against some other fucking country that we already control.
Yeah, right. Well, anyway.
You know what's interesting, though, about the whole Iraq thing, though, is that Iraq was formed by the British after World War II.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty fucking dumb. That's all I gotta say. And the people who are like, no, you know, we should have went to Iraq. That was the right thing to do. You're an idiot. Kill yourself. You go to Iraq.
Right. You know, I mean, we're fucking losing more and more troops every day there.
Yep.
The numbers are fucking steadily climbing, which, according to the fucking mathematical predictions, based on, like, the current data set, like, it is following the current data set, and, like, it appears to be true that we're going to have astronomical fucking losses there. It's going to slowly grow over as long as we have troops there.
Yep, and we'll have troops there for a good long time. And if they're not in Iraq, they'll be in Iran or fucking Yemen or Syria or somewhere.
But not Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, not Saudi Arabia. That'll be the last place you'll see fucking U.S. troops.
Which is funny because, I mean, of course, everyone's going to say we have a base there, and yes.
We shut that base down.
Oh, that's right, we did.
Yep, gone.
Right. You know, it's really interesting because considering where we claim these fucking hijackers are from, is Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Yet we're fucking attacking.
But you forget that the royal family of Saudi Arabia, while they technically run the country, you know, that they just, the shit that goes down, they really don't like.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting fucking country over there.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely very interesting in Saudi Arabia. But anyway, fucking, I want to get out of here. Let's make this a short show.
Yeah, I got to go fucking hang out with the fucking people here and drink more tequila.
The closing music that we're going to play is Pantera, Cowboy from Hell.
Respects.
Most definitely. Doug, you got any shouts?
Yeah, shouts to Rigel, who said fucking 72 times in the past 10 minutes.
Yeah, you're worse than me, Rigel. You are fucking...
You're seriously insane, dude. You say fucking for, like, every adjective, verb, noun.
There's only one person on the face of the earth that says fuck more than you, or fucking, or fuck whatever. There's only one person, and that man's name is Daedalus from 9X.
Oh, I mean, fucking A, dude. I'm fucking drunk on my ass.
Daedalus is the only person I know. No, you do it all the time, man. I've been noticing that you say fuck more than me. There's only one person, Daedalus.
Hey, you can't even, censor this show for the fucking radio.
Yeah. We need, you know what we should do? We should just get Daedalus and Rigel to do this show. And it'll just be fucking, all
the
fucking
the fuck.
Huh?
The fuck word.
Yeah, I haven't actually heard from Daedalus in a long time.
Well, I mean, like, you know, people would say that Decoder says it a lot, but fucking seriously, like, he just will say it, like, constantly. It's all funny to know.
It's bad. But anyway. Enough about the vulgarities, the vulgar display of Rigel. You got any shouts, man?
Yeah, the fucking tequila and PBR.
80 right there.
And apparently fucking Daedalus.
Yeah, 9X. Shouts to 9X.
Right, well, fucking definitely shouts to 9X. And, you know, shouts to fucking Lacutus, part of fucking 9X, and fucking Substance.
Yep.
He was fucking rad and fucking Deaf Guy. Like,
yeah, no doubt. Awesome. All right, and yeah, man. Is the music playing, Doug?
Not yet, sorry, I was counting.
Well, it probably should be.
Yeah, start playing the music, Doug.
We need to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, exactly. This has been the Mind War, where, you know, you'll hear all this dumb type of shit. And my shouts are going to be a rest in peace to my man, Dimebag Darrell. Fucking, that's it, man. We're out of here. Late. See you tomorrow.
Fuck.
Down below, aim at you, and the devil come out. It is time to get rewarded.